glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments
following our song. We will share a message from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Defining love is so important to understanding the essential characteristic of living in Jesus Christ, living for Christ, and living like Jesus. Please join us for our study. I am reading from 1 Corinthians 13, beginning with the first verse. This is the Apostle Paul's description and definition of the highest of all qualities of life. He defines for us the character of love. He says this is the most excellent way of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Fact is, it is the only way to serve Jesus with a motive that is pure and pleasing to Him. And so we read, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." Often a portion of these scriptures are read during wedding ceremonies. They certainly are very appropriate for such occasions, as love must be the main ingredient in the marriage relationship. We should, however, recognize that love must be the motivator for all relationships of life. The parent-child, brother-to-brother, friend-to-friend, and as Jesus has taught us, friend-to-enemy. When the Apostle John wrote his letters that are included in our New Testament, he described God as love. He didn't just say that God has love for us, but rather that God is love. To have John refer to God in this way gives support to what Paul was saying in his reading in 1 Corinthians 13. John also tells us that God has loved us first, and that we learn to love because He has loved us. John writes about our behavior coming from love. He says that if we love God, we will then do His will. I think that also supports what Paul was writing about when he says that love acts in certain ways. Love is demonstrated by our actions. Being patient and kind are behaviors that come from love. Having a void of being rude or proud, boastful, is also evident that love motivates us to not behave in ungodly ways. Perhaps you remember the near closing scene from the movie Radio. The coach, who had befriended the young man who was mentally challenged, was addressing some of the people in town who were not so sympathetic with the situation. The coach told them that as much as he loved football, it was not what was really important. It was important, and what was important were the needs of a young man that they thought they were helping out. But instead, he told them that they were not teaching Radio. He was teaching them. I love the quote from the coach when he says, "The way he treats all of us all the time is the way we wish we treated each other just part of the time." Now, I know if you have not seen that particular movie, my reference may not have the impact upon your thoughts as it could, but if you have, you will know what it means. Radio loved people, and he loved them unconditionally. He wanted the best for them. He was willing always to help out. He did not have a pride or an ego that had to be petted. He was never one to seek his own way or to demand it. He kept no record of all the wrongs that were done to him by others, and he returned a blessing in response to the harsh unkindness that he often received. He wanted everything to be right with everyone all of the time, and he did whatever he could to make that happen. He protected others because of his unconditional love for them. Paul was a man of God who had laid his life down in service to God. He had traveled the roads of the Roman world preaching the gospel of Jesus. He had suffered great persecution for claiming Jesus to be the risen Savior of the world. He was well acquainted with sacrifice. And he explains to us that unless we all give of ourselves in service to God and others through a love, then the motive is not the pure motive that needs to prompt such a lifestyle. God does not ask all of us to travel the world and spread the gospel. He does not ask all of his followers to suffer injustices and to be beaten, held in prison, or run out of towns, and to live with the dangers and the brand marks of Jesus on our bodies. He does ask that we love as he has loved us. He calls us all to learn how to treat one another like he treats us. He has asked that we demonstrate in human form what he is in his eternal nature. By having love motivate our actions and our reactions to life, we can shine the light of God in this dark world. If we would learn to love unconditionally, what a gracious world it would be. I would hope our message today will help us to see the beauty of love and what it truly is. We must come to God to find it, to understand it, and to be empowered by it. I pray that you are living life with such love. And if not, we will gladly share more about Jesus and His great love for you.
I know a story, I know that it's true. And if you listen, I'll tell it to you. How something changed me and made me new. Talking about the love of God. A love that gave me a song to sing. That made my winters turn into spring. That gave new meaning to everything. Talking about the love of God. Not long ago, my rebel heart wanted to doubt Him. But now I know that I'd be nothing without Him. Though I might stumble when courage is gone, still there is something that beckons me on. A mighty tower to lean upon, talking about the love of God. Not long ago, my rebel heart wanted to doubt Him. But now I know that I'd be nothing without Him. Though I must stumble when courage is gone, still there is something that beckons me on. A mighty tower to lean upon, talking about the love of God. Talking about the love of God.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.